you really think it's going to make any difference to have the RNC negotiate with the networks when it comes to the next debates after the CNBC debacle and stupid questions like about fantasy football? It looks like the RNC are starting to put down some ground rules for these debates. The next one's on the Fox Business Network, I'm not sure. Anyway, why wasn't this done before? It looks like the style of ambush questions and dumb questions and not allowing them to make opening statements or closing statements, whatever the problem was, including the temperature of the auditorium where they are making the presentation as far as the debate goes, are all up to negotiation. I'm sitting back wondering, thinking, why wasn't this done beforehand? Why are they waiting till now after the third debate, or this is the fourth one coming up? I'm not sure, I've lost count, to all of a sudden tell them this is how we would like things to be done. One thing for sure, as we go along, and I've said it many times before, there's still too many Republicans. Time for some of them to drop out. When you're not even registering on the poll, when you're less than a percent or 1% or even 3%, it's time to pack up your bags and go home. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.